We're handed today. Said we're short. Oh, that's why you're missing. I was like, we're short-handed today. What do you know, Mark?
Looks like a bad fishing trip just happened right there.
Are you guys ready?
You want to come sit by the air conditioner?
No.
I'll call this meeting to order for the May 22nd, 2023 regular city council meeting at 6 p.m. Would you please rise for an invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, is there any citizen input that we would entertain? Jake?
Yes, this is Jake Mendez Jr. I'm an activist and an ACLU Washington member. I just want to address publicly that I'm going to be the one assisting the Adams County Pet Rescue as far as like donations and other supports that they have. I've gained the attention of the Adams County board members as well, two of them that I spoke with, one this today and one last week. So they're on board with the efforts of what they could do to the Adams County Pet Rescue and as far as budgeting and supplying some food and water for them. And with that, I've gained the intention of with Adams County Pet Rescue as well to set forth approximate budget that they have or need so I could forward that to the Adams County Commissioners. And with that, I'm gonna send it a certified letter to Jay Inslee to grant more funds for that because they're undervalued, they're overworked. And I just want to gain the attention of the people of the community of Adams County to uplift that and to gain the momentum and the attention throughout other counties throughout statewide to support Adams County Pet Rescue. And that's all I want to address. Thank you.
All right, Jake, thank you very much. Do roll call now. Angel is asked to be excused. Do I hear a motion to excuse Angel?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. So we're now into the process of approving the consent agenda. What I'd like to do is
approval of the agenda.
Approval of the agenda. Can I hear a motion to approve the agenda?
Can we remove the agenda? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, approval of the agenda.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Now, the approval of the consent agenda.
Can we remove the minutes? The approval of the minutes for discussion?
Yes.
Because there's some discrepancy in them.
So that being said, we want to remove the meeting minutes from last meeting to discuss later under new issues. So we'll approve the consent agenda with that item removed. So do I hear a motion?
Make a motion to approve the consent agenda with the removal of the meeting minutes from last meeting.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Business. We're going to conduct a public hearing on the CBD or CDBG grant application. I'd like to open the public hearing on the CDBG grant application. staff make their presentation to the council at this time.
Council, city staff is looking to put in a grant application. The council or staff is looking to go and apply for a CDBG grant to do some repair to the parking lot that's currently at Lions Park. Part of that process with CDBG is we have to hold a public hearing and take in any public comment to see if there's any, well, to inform them of what we're applying for and take any input on if there's other projects that we could that are of a higher importance. So what we will do is hold a public hearing, and then once we're done with that public hearing, we'll close it. And then you can either determine to proceed with directing staff to move forward with the application, or you can table it until later time based on the public input. Step would be to go ahead and start going through the public hearing list, which I can provide my more in-depth presentation on the project right now. So CDBG is a program that helps low and moderate income cities, which the city of Othello currently meets that requirement. They end up providing funds for public facilities, community facilities, and assist local programs. What we are looking to do is ask for a $350,000 grant to improve the north parking lot at Lions Park. This project will serve Lions Park, which is one of our larger, if not the largest park in the city. And CDBG likes to tag along with other grant opportunities. So usually they don't like to be the lead agency. Lions Park has had quite a few grants here in the last couple of years that we're in the middle of doing, including a transportation grant that's put in the trail, the basketball courts, and the playground, all those projects at Lions Park. So what we are looking to do is do improvements to that parking lot, which is somewhat becoming dilapidated and needs to be just kind of beyond the point of maintenance, but it also just in the pavement condition, but it also drainage was never really done very well there. It all drains out to the city and it's very flat. And there's also just going to be a need for more parking at that area when we have the big events. So this project would enlarge the parking lot a little bit, take it from 51 up to 97 stalls, but we'd also improve out would flow would go a little bit better through there. So I can take any questions before you want to open it up to public comment.
No, sounds good. Sounds very good.
Next step is to see if there's anybody in favor or against or
so at neutral. At this point in time, I'll open it up to public testimony. Is there anyone in support of the
closer?
I get that air conditioner is loud.
1210 East Hamlet Street.
Sorry.
So I'm right there at the end of the driveway. And if you're expanding it, which way are you expanding the drive parking area? Going to be expanding the parking area?
Yes.
You're expanding it.
It would be direction? Within the park. It's the two entryway, the ingress and egress locations will be the same. It's not going to affect the design of Hamlet. It'll just be widened in the park area a little bit. So some grass area. Right now there's a fairly wide strip of grass between the sidewalk along Hamlet and the curbing. So that grass area really is somewhat of an unutilized area.
So there's no plans to go further east?
To my knowledge, no. It'd be the same entryway and exit onto the street.
Thank you.
Anyone else from the public that would like to speak for or against this request for grant funding? Hearing none, I'll close the public testimony. Council, is there anything you guys would like to know?
I have a question for Sean, but after, it involves park parking, but it'd be after this is done.
Okay. So I would like to I'll close the public hearing at 6:10. I'll ask for a motion for approval.
I'll make the motion to approve the submission of the CBDG grant application.
I'll second.
All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Hey, Sean. So I think this is a good thing for the parking up there. Are we looking, is anybody looking at parking down at the Yars Park? I understand what you said this grant needs to go along with other grants, but what I'm curious, is there anything going on for the Tagaris Park parking? Because it's pretty.
So yes, I haven't been involved with it. Kurt has been talking with the church down there on possibly, because we have a really narrow strip of parking, mm-hmm. and I think the fence gets right. hit quite a bit, yeah. and talking with the church to see if relocating the fence mm-hmm. and try to get put some parking would actually be on their property. I'm not sure of all the details, but yes, there has been talk of doing improvements there. And with the housing authority's property due south of the park, Seelofs Road may have some improvements, which may affect our parking there also. So Kurt has been looking at ideas on how we can increase parking in that location without encroaching on the playing surface and reducing the number of fields we can have down there.
Awesome. Thanks.
So
great.
Funding will be the next question on how we,
right.
we cover that.
Or is it?
All right.
Yep.
All right. The second item, B, award Lions Park Basketball Court Project to Doug Excavation, LLC. Going to talk on this, Sean?
If you want me to. So yes, back on May 10th, we opened bids for the Lions Park basketball court project. We received, I believe, 8 bids. The low bid was Doug Excavation. For both, there's 2 different options in this project. There's a base bid, which would just be putting in the concrete courts and doing all the landscaping and amendments around the park. And that is all that the grant required. We did put an option in there, an additive, which you guys can either award the base bid alone or with the additive to put a Musco lighting system into that so that we could light up all 4 courts or 2 courts at a time. And that was not a requirement by the grant, but we thought we could get quite a bit of it paid for with the grant. And they were in agreement that, yeah, if you want to do that, the grant can apply to that, up to that $482,000 is what we'll have to spend to get the full $350,000 out of the grant. The lighting will take us above that $482,000 by quite a bit, but a portion of it will get paid by the grant. And we're just bringing it to council to provide staff with some direction on if you want to go with just the base bid or if you want to include the lighting. If we include the lighting, Spencer can provide some information on where those additional funds would come from. Just recently, we had some ARPA funds that were $600,000 that was dedicated to the playground facility, and we got a state appropriation, which essentially freed those funds up. So that was probably the most obvious or first choice to use those funds to cover the lighting. But if you have any questions, staff is here to answer any questions that you have.
So it's about $200,000, roughly almost $200,000 that the city's portion would be.
Well,
with the lighting.
If you with the lighting, it's a $600,000 construction project. We have spent, I don't know if that information was provided. We have spent a certain amount of money on design up to this point and also the demolition of the existing courts.
Mm-hmm.
And then there will be some engineering costs through the construction phase. So it would be, I'm guessing, about $680,000, if I recall what our totals were. I think we spent about $34,000 so far, of which $22,000 was engineering time, $12,000 was demolition time. And then there would be some engineering costs through the construction phase.
So 680 versus the 600, 420 that's on the additive for Doug X.
Correct. That's just the additive cost.
Yeah, correct.
So that doesn't cover the engineering and the demolition costs for the city staff.
So it's a little over $200,000 that city's portion would be.
The city right now has a portion, $132,000, already included in the budget as our match for the original base project. So that's $132,000. Then tonight, with the lighting, it would add $118,000 to that.
Okay, so $118,000 would be our portion above and beyond what our match was that was approved.
Exactly.
Okay.
So really, that's the discussion piece for tonight, that $118,000.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
I'd like to see it all completed. I know we have those funds that we had set aside for the parks anyway. And I would like to see that then.
Yeah. It's just going to cost more in the future. So I would rather see it done now.
I concur.
And it would be complete. I
concur. The lighting on the basketball courts where large groups gather would help our camera systems to identify people in the evenings or low light situations. So lighting seems to deter bad actions sometimes.
There was a lot of people that used those old ones.
Yeah, lots.
Yep, there'll be more that'll use the new ones. So is there any more discussion?
I would make the motion to award the base bid and the lighting additive for the amount of $600,420.19 to dedicate additional city fund and dedicate additional city funding for this work.
A second.
Do we need to discuss where the funding's coming from before that tonight?
If you have questions in regard to where the funding's coming from, you certainly can ask that.
But it was never specified that they are coming from the ARPA funds.
No, it was suggested.
But do we need to make that? Does he need to make it part of the motion?
No, the only motion that needs to be made is whether or not we approve giving the bid to Doug Excavation with or without the lighting.
Okay.
So with the lighting, it's one number. Without the lighting, it's another number. So,
and I can take that direction for budget purposes. I can take that and I can include it in our budget, assuming that we're adding it to the ARPA, taking it out of the ARPA funds.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
Then the official budget motion, that can be at the end of the year when we do
our Okay.
Motion. But just for clarity, now that we've asked the question, that's the ARPA that was dedicated for the park equipment.
Yeah, that's
$600,000. That we've received state appropriated funds thanks to Senator Torres, and that we would no longer need to expend, correct?
That frees that up, yep.
And that frees that money up. Okay.
I do have one comment, and it's it's not really about procedure, but it's just looking forward. I don't know that, I think I would suggest bringing back the appropriation motion on where the funds are going to come from. I wouldn't wait to the end of the year. I'd bring that back maybe as soon as next council meeting, because I know that with the debt ceiling limit, one of the debated topics is a clawback on the Republican side. Raise the debt ceiling. One of their demands that has been out there, and last I heard it was still out there, is a provision to claw back ARPA funds that have not yet been committed to a project. And so I would recommend that motion be brought so that those funds can be designated and committed to that project, if that is a provision that is going to be, you know, forthcoming in a bill that, you know, could be coming as early as next week or the week after.
And that's even if we already have the money.
Correct. They have to be committed to a project to be free, to be outside that those proposed clawback provisions.
Okay.
Kelly, could we make that motion tonight? Could we change the form of the motion to include
or a separate motion?
You could change the motion, or you could do a separate motion after. Yeah, either way. I think it would be fine either way. I would agree with the city clerk's recommendation to do it as a separate motion.
A motion and a second.
Motion and seconded. Mm-hmm. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I'd make a motion to take the additional funds from the ARPA.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Both motions passed.
I'm excited to see those basketball courts and anxious to play on them.
We'll get the project awarded and get the award letter out tomorrow and then start working on getting the contract signed and hopefully get a schedule here as soon as possible to see how quickly they can do them.
Great. Tanya, you and Yvonne, you'll change the minutes to reflect the second motion tonight, so that we have it recorded.
Change the agenda.
Yeah. Well, yes.
Add to the agenda.
Have both motions been made?
Yep.
Yes.
There was two motions made with regard to this spending and approval. And the second motion was to utilize the ARPA funds that were returned. So just so that it's part of the record, make sure that it gets in the meeting minutes for next consent agenda. Okay. So is there any unfinished business that needs to come before the council tonight? Anybody?
Well, we do have on the consent agenda, the approval of the minutes from the last city council meeting were pulled for separate consideration. And I think so in considering that, another piece of business that I was going to bring up pertained to the minutes, which is a clarification of the vote for approval, the council's approval of the mayor's appointment of the interim police chief. I think there was, and I'll let Councilman Erickson explain, there's reason to believe that there was some confusion surrounding that last motion. And tonight, the proposed action I have proposed isn't going to change the fact that Mr. Rem will be the interim police chief. But I do think we need to take a clarification vote tonight to make sure we have a solid record and also have a separate motion to reflect or to amend the proposed minutes so we can get those minutes approved. I think with that, I turn it over to Councilman Erickson.
Yeah, so in the meeting minutes, it's stated that I had made a motion to appoint Assistant Chief Rehm to as the interim. That is not correct. I made the motion to approve Assistant Chief Rehm as the police chief for the city of Othello. There was a second motion in the vote. Upon further review and discussion with legal counsel, council authority is to approve or reject a mayoral appointment, not to change. So I had an option to make a motion to approve or reject that appointment, and of course, not change
the terms in which the mayor was appointing. So permanent versus interim. And with that, I spoke with the mayor and I spoke with Kelly, and I'm all in favor of making a clarification motion to or ratify police or AC as the interim police chief of the city of Othello.
Second.
All those that are in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
And are there, you might want to call to see if there's any opposed, even though it was unanimous, but if there's any opposed and nobody answers, then you know that it's on the record. Is
anyone opposed to the motion say nay?
I'd like to add something. When I made that motion, I did that solely on my own and without discussion with assistant chief. I am in favor of going through the process and the interview process as discussed. And I discussed this last Monday with Mayor Logan. So I want it to be clear that this wasn't some coup or something. I did, you know, how rumors get started. I made this and I'm happy to have AC as our interim chief and hoping that he makes a good run for the permanent position.
Thank you for the clarification, John.
On the second issue with the amendment of the proposed minutes, if the minutes be sufficient, if the minutes reflect that the motion made was to appoint Dave Rem as the permanent police chief, and of course, that was seconded without clarification, and the vote passed. But the motion before, appointment before the council to approve was the appointment of an interim police chief, would be the best way to clarify it, and just saying so. Therefore, that the matter was set for a clarification and vote for council meeting May 22nd, 2023. I can approve the minutes. I mean, I can review them to make sure they're okay. But I think we should have a motion to amend the minutes to reflect. To clarify the motion that was made and the corrective action, you know, that was to be taken in the future, which of course tonight's meeting will reflect, the minutes of tonight's meeting will reflect that corrective action or clarifying action rather was taken. Then the minutes will be consistent.
I'll call for a motion.
I'll make that motion. As Kelly stated.
Well, as long as it's recorded or we've written it down so we don't have another one.
Motion to amend minutes to clarify the motion made.
Let's just to make it simple, how about a motion to amend the minutes to reflect
the decision made tonight.
Decision made tonight. Yes, let's do that.
Decision made on May 20th.
Correct.
Second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay. Okay. Motion passes. Is there any new business that has to come before the council tonight? Anybody see anything that they want to talk about? Sounds like Mark's got his light fixed. So
I'll go test it down on my way home.
Have you guys reviewed the finance report? Our report? Building and planning report?
Could I make a request before we adjourn the meeting?
Sure.
fire department committee meeting with Mayor Logan to discuss the fire department report and future action.
So you'd like to set up a committee meeting
just with Mayor Logan and the fire or in the committee?
Okay.
You and Councilman Snyder.
Okay. Tanya, could you put that on the for Sean, that the committee would like to meet with him when he has a time available? He's in and out quite a bit the next 2 weeks.
It's not a rush. That's time.
Anything else from the council before I adjourn the meeting tonight? I'd like to adjourn the meeting at 6:30 p.m. Turn off your mics.